The lawsuit contends now-deceased priest Lawrence Murphy assaulted many children when he worked at a boarding school for deaf students in Milwaukee. One of the victims was Arthur Budzinski, who, using sign language, commented through his daughter Gigi about the abuse.
It's very sad. He can never forget about it. You know, he just found out there's 170 deaf children that were abused.
Gigi Budzinski says one thing her father learned was that then Milwaukee Archbishop William Cousins transferred Father Murphy to the Superior Diocese, where he then allegedly molested another youth, Donald Marshall, who's named in the new lawsuit. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says Cousins' move amounted to fraud.
Fraud is that he intentionally concealed the fact that Murphy was a child molester from parishes and ministries where Murphy was then assigned in the Superior Diocese. There's evidence that the Superior Diocese knew of Murphy's history. That's probably going to be another chapter in this saga, in this lawsuit.
Isley says Murphy's actions and the apparent cover-up may be the most terrible chronicle of sexual abuse in Milwaukee's ongoing clergy abuse cases.
He'd come to their beds. He'd sexually assault them. They would weep and cry, but of course, none of their fellow students could hear them because they were deaf.
Isley's group wants Milwaukee Archbishop Timothy Dolan to release church records about Father Murphy and to not name the new archdiocese headquarters after Archbishop Cousins. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.